Welcome to the Global from Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business from Hong Kong is broken down into straight up actionable advice. And now, your host, Michael Michelini.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to another episode of Global from Asia. We're at episode 5, and I have here today with me Charles Ng from InvestHK. Thank you for coming, Charles.
Thank you very much, Michael, for having me.
Okay. So just like to start off, maybe introduce yourself and the InvestHK organization.
Sure. I'm Charles Ng. I'm Associate Director General at Invest Hong Kong. I oversee a division with a number of key sectors like financial services, innovation technology, ICT, as well as our international operations. I'm also looking after a new project, which is the Start Me Up Hong Kong project, which is an initiative looking to attract startups from around the world to setting up, using Hong Kong as their launch pad and setting up here in Hong Kong.
Okay, great.
Invest Hong Kong is a government department in charge of overseeing inward foreign direct investment. So what we do is we are a one-stop shop service. We offer a one-stop service to all overseas and mainland companies interested in using Hong Kong as their base to growing their business. So you have overseas companies from around the world across many different sectors using Hong Kong as their base to grow their business in Asia Pacific, also in mainland China in particular. And we also have mainland Chinese companies coming to Hong Kong using Hong Kong as their springboard to go global.
Okay.
And we help large multinational corporations and facilitate their setup expansion here from global headquarters to SMEs that are looking at to setting up and expanding here, but also startups who startup entrepreneurs who want to use Hong Kong as a launchpad for their startup businesses.
Got it. Okay, so follow up on the introduction. I'm in your office today. It's a really beautiful office here right in central Hong Kong.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we'll put some pictures on the episode.
Sure.
Just so I understand, entrepreneur or a startup, small business or a large multinational could book an appointment with you?
Oh, sure. Our service is free of charge and confidential, so okay. Discussion is confidential with the client. We Invest Hong Kong has a network of 27 representative offices around the world in all the key business cities, which cover many different geographic markets. So we have teams, geographic teams, in the Americas, in Europe, in Asia, and to cover basically most of the geographic regions. And companies, entrepreneurs, anybody can call upon us to just go to our website, investhongkong.gov.hk, and they will be able to find the contact of these representative offices.
Okay.
So we have these representative offices around the world. And in Hong Kong, we have 8 sector specialist sector team that basically who basically serve the client in terms of providing very specialized information about that particular sector. So, for example, the head of our financial services team would provide facilitation for a bank or financial service to setting up here information about the regulators and what are the procedures mm-hmm. to set up here in Hong Kong, as well as to looking at if we need the overseas person or entrepreneur coming to Hong Kong need facilitation with schooling or work visa. We act as a facilitator. Basically,
okay.
We would introduce the relevant stakeholders to them to make sure that they are able to get the information, the relevant information, so they can make an informed choice. And when they decide to set up here, we would direct them to other service providers or different type of contacts that they would need to get the business going, and so we would direct them to different organizations so that they can really, using the minimum time, to really grow their business here.
I was reviewing your website, and I see 4 main more services or 4 main parts of setting up a company or running a company in Hong Kong, and that's the planning, the setup, the launch, and the expansion.
Right. So usually what we do is, if a company, depending on the company's need, so we always tailor-make our service. We act as an account management type of service, and we would tailor-make our service and information based on the needs of the client. So because every individual business or entrepreneur has different needs, and depending on those different stages they're coming in, or at the stage where we meet with them, because sometimes we meet up with them at the stage when they are almost ready to launch, then we would provide the type of service that they would need to basically come here and whatever sort of, for example, if they need to meet up with a regulator or to get a license, for example, to open a restaurant, we would facilitate with that. If they need a work visa, we would facilitate with that. And if they need to find an apartment or a retail store, for example, we would facilitate with that to see what kind of business they are and where they want to set up and how and what's their budget and what's their positioning. So we would direct them to the right people for them to talk to so that they can make an informed choice. And we also provide, when we talk about the various phases, so information is very, very important. We do provide them with useful, hopefully relevant information that would help them make that decision, and because they do have choices and we do respect that. So once they've made a decision about Hong Kong, that Hong Kong is the best place for their business and for their future, and they decide to come up and set up here, we would provide them with basically all the information in terms of information about how to set up a bank account, how to what are the procedures to register a company, and if they needed a service provider to help them with that, we would direct them to a number of service providers. But, we have a system where it's a fair system where it's everybody would have a chance, and we would service providers would rotate on that. So if they need somebody with a French speaker, a French-speaking lawyer, for example, mm-hmm. we would identify a number of service providers French who would have this capability. And it's up to them to contact these people. And they could also have other service providers if they wanted to. So basically, it's reoffering a one-stop service to make it easy for anybody who wants to set up. And it doesn't matter whether it is a large company or a small company or a one-person company. We would facilitate that information so that they can make an informed choice and make as smooth as possible they can really come to Hong Kong and set up. So okay. We would do all that for them.
Okay, great. I think maybe some people can understand more clearly through an example. I know you have confidentiality agreement,
right.
So
right.
You don't have to disclose
names. We can talk about a couple of companies. I'll take an example of a technology company, because this is in the public domain, so I can talk about it.
Okay.
There's a company that we assisted in. It's called One Earth Design, and it's a technology startup that brings solar power to remote rural communities. And what we do is, we've helped with that company, is that we've introduced them to the Hong Kong Science Park, which is a Hong Kong Inc. member and partner, and they set up in the Science Park because they wanted to do some R&D in Hong Kong. We facilitated in terms of introducing them to the funding schemes that is available for startups or entrepreneurs that are looking to set up R&D here in Hong Kong. We facilitated with a number of other services, like an introduction to different stakeholders that they would need to. So a number of these, and also in terms of the process that you talked about, so other than information, and also introduction to different stakeholders, we would also do some marketing. For example, we did a case study on them. And in regards to, and this is an example of a case study, so what we did is we would get our colleagues to go and interview them and find out more, and then we would write up on this case, and this would appear in our newsletter. And so what we would do is it would go to, the case studies would go to all the stakeholders that are listed on our database so that people would get to know them. And so on and so forth. So we'll put that on our website as well. Okay. In some cases where it's an exciting company, where it's really newsworthy, where we would also potentially look at if it's do a press release, a joint press release together, and so on and so forth. And all that service is all free of charge that we provide. So we look after the information aspects so that the company can set up, and we provide the facilitation so that the company can start the business as smoothly as possible. And we provide the marketing initiative to helping them launch their business here so that people would get to know them and so on. And we would invite clients to, for example, to events, to relevant events that would be of interest to them, where they could meet either potential clients or potential suppliers and partners or stakeholders that they would want to work with. So if it is innovation technology company, we would have either our own Invest Hong Kong events, mm-hmm. which we would invite them to, or we would invite them to events that we would sponsor, for example. We believe this is very important. Networking is very important for them, not only to get to know people, but also to really integrate in a community mm-hmm. as quickly as possible,
yep.
so that they can get started and on the business. Okay. So it's a very friendly environment, and we want to make sure that they get to meet the right people.
Sure.
So yeah, talking about events, I know there's one coming in December 5th.
Right.
Maybe you could
sure. talk about that. This the event on December 5th is the Start Me Up Hong Kong Venture Forum, which basically a few months ago we had a global competition, which is the Start Me Up Venture program, where we had a global competition. We had 384 entries from 39 countries. And what we did was we had a number of independent judges and assessors to look at these entries, and 12 finalists were shortlisted. So we've invited these 12 finalists to come to Hong Kong to actually pitch to the Hong Kong business community, to the startup community as well, and also to the investor community in Hong Kong. We're expecting over 500 people at the central government office at Tamar, where actually at that event, we're very pleased to have our financial secretary, John Tsang, who will be officiating. Also, where these 12 finalists will be pitching to the business and startup community and investor community. And we have also invited a number of very prominent speakers, one of which is from Silicon Valley. Timothy Draper is a very well-known person in the startup and investor community in the world, and he's well-renowned, so we've invited him to be our keynote speaker. And we've also invited three other gentlemen, Mr. Su Xiaoping from Beijing, as well as Mr. John Medved from Israel, as well as Mr. Doug Richard from the UK. So all these people are very, very in tune with what's going on with the ecosystem, and they're going to share with us their experience about building an ecosystem for startups. So we're very excited about this event, and registration is on, and people can go to our startmeup.hk website to register for that.
Okay, so thanks for that. I'm hoping we have some example of expansion. So
sure.
Maybe there's some companies
sure.
that are existing.
I'll talk about an example, a very interesting example where a company, it's a sort of makeup kind of product type of for facial and so on. And originally, typically when a brand comes to Hong Kong, and this brand is called Caudalie, this brand basically came to Hong Kong and they went through a vendor, a third-party vendor, typically through an agent or a third-party vendor, the kind of store which represents different type of brands. And they tested the market, and after they feel that they can be very successful, then there is a good clientele, there's a good follow-up on that. This company went to them, and we helped them expand, basically going from going an agent to represent their brand to opening their own store and their own spa. So, and this is a very exciting, this is a typical example of an expansion for a retail brand where to test the water, they come in and find an agent or somebody to represent them. And once they feel that they have enough business tracking and there's customer follow-up and they're able to, they do understand the marketplace and there's a huge potential here, then they would go out and open their own store. This is a very good example of whereby we're helping the company in terms of introduction to different stakeholders so that they can get the store up and running and all the regulations and all the things that goes on with it.
Okay, great. And what's like a tip for a listener today, maybe one thing they can do after this podcast? Maybe they're not aware of InvestHK.
Sure. I think the best thing is to go to our website, www.investhk.gov.hk. Again, the website is quite comprehensive, and we have all our contact names there, depending on the sectors. Hong Kong is a very diversified economy, has a very diversified economy, so people, whether they are in the financial sector or in the transport industry or consumer products or creative industry or ICT, or even innovation technology, or business professional service, for example, a law firm or anybody who's in a professional service, can actually contact any one of us. It's all we have our name and contact details there. They can contact the person in their geographic market, or they can contact us in the head office and we will get in touch with them. We are here to really facilitate their understanding about Hong Kong, mm-hmm. to give them information about what other people are doing mm-hmm. in the same kind of field, to share with them what others are doing and what other do's and don'ts, what other things that they should be looking out for. And once they have all the information and they understand the marketplace and the differentiation between, and they're sure that they want to come and set up, then we would facilitate their actual setup.
Okay.
So we're there to serve. We would be delighted to talk to anyone, any industry, from any company, from any size of a company, and any nationality.
Okay.
So it's all very, very smooth for that.
Yeah, this has been very helpful. I'm sure the audience will will check out the site, and I think they should schedule an appointment to
sure.
come in.
Sure, and just talk to us and contact one of us, and we'll make sure we'll reach out to them and provide them all the full service that we can provide.
That's amazing. So thank you so much, Charles.
Thank you very much. Okay. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. Yep. Thank you.
To get more info about running an international business via Hong Kong, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.